Pedal the Cause happening September 20th and 21st. Several weeks away from that. But coming up this Friday is World Without Cancer Day. And this is thanks to Pedal the Cause. And what happens is local restaurants and retailers around St. Louis are going to donate a portion of their sales to support Pedal the Cause in their efforts to fund transformational cancer research at Siteman Cancer Center. Joining us today to talk about it is David Dreyer, the executive director of Pedal the Cause, and also Kui Tran, who is a chef and owner of My Lee and Nudo House, two really great restaurants here in the St. Louis area. And we got them both in studio. Guys, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us. Yep. It's very kind words, so thank you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to have Kui in the studio.
Yeah, Dave, be quiet for a second. We're going to talk to Kui real quick. Because
he's like the Tom Cruise of food in St. Louis. Everybody, I mean, Nudo House and My Lee are my absolute favorite.
Well, we appreciate that. I'll try not, since I'm the Tom Cruise, I'll try not to jump on this chair today.
Or out the window.
Even if you do, it won't ruin your career because the guy's still the biggest name in Hollywood.
Right. So from my point of view, best crab rangoon at Nudo House in the world. Maybe in the world.
Well, we appreciate that. It's I'll never tell you we do the best of anything. We just very appreciative that people enjoy what we do, and you know, we just try to continue to do it on a daily basis consistently. So
it's so much pho. much. I think there's like a direct line from like my direct deposit and like directly to Nudo House.
You know, next time we'll just you know, get pho to everybody at the station here. How about that? Bring everybody in.
Anyway, well, thank you so much for being with us today as we talk about A World Without Cancer. I guess since we're talking about restaurants, I do have to ask you quickly, where did you go to dinner last night, David?
So last night was Truffles. And the table next to us were three illustrious Pedal women.
Uh-huh.
Terry Grieg.
Yes.
Lisa Zigman. Back in town.
Yes.
And Joan Berkman.
Oh, gosh.
Joan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Titans.
That was a power table.
That is
Joan.
That because they're all forces. And I always say Terry is a nice bully. Like, she's like, would you like to do Pedal the Cause? You're doing it. I got you a bike. Here's a helmet. Put it on. We're going now.
Raise some money now.
Yes.
Joan will tell you. Joan's there to tell you what she thinks. And just right to your face. I love that woman.
I love
she's
Joan.
Great.
Have you ever thought about dyeing your hair?
Yeah.
Not until now.
Have you ever thought about not looking like you look? Has anyone ever considered that?
Is she Asian? Holy cow, is she Asian? Because that's how Asian people talk to you. You know?
Is that your mom or your grandma?
No, just Asians. You walk in, it's like, you're too skinny, you should eat something. And then like, oh, now you're too fat, you should eat less. It's like, you know, which one is it? It's like,
okay, I would never have told the story, and I cannot believe I'm telling it on air. But the day I met Joan, I had just delivered a speech to about 60 women about Pedal the Cause. And she came up to me and she said, you need a handler. And I'm like, is that good or bad?
Yeah.
Like you want to take me to great heights here?
Yeah.
Or like, dude, you just start hitting.
You never know. And you know what? You don't need to know. But she's telling you what you need.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. And Lisa Zigman, just obviously everyone knows Lisa Zigman from her work with the news in St. Louis and how much she has raised for Pedal the Cause as well. She and Terry, I mean, two titans.
Yeah. She's been a stalwart and just a huge, huge fan and participant and fundraiser and, amazing woman.
So, On Friday is the World Without Cancer Day, and as I mentioned, all these restaurants and retailers in the area donating some of the proceeds to Pedal the Cause. And I know you do this every year. How has it grown? Where are we now compared to last year, year before, and so on?
It keeps growing. Kui, by the way, you've been involved since the very beginning. So he brought My Lee in year one of A World Without Cancer Day, and then Nudo House has been around for
2017, so 8 years.
8 years
so, yeah.
Brought Nudo House in as well. It's in the past 5 years, it's doubled. Last year was about $100,000 in dollars raised. We're thinking this year should be similar, maybe a 10% more, we hope. But, I mean, talking with Kui leading up to this, he said, you know, traffic is down. People are not dining out as frequently as maybe they were last time this year. So I don't know.
Do you think some of that is, you know, obviously the cost, everything's expensive, but does this heat put a damper on people?
You know, we're from St. Louis. I mean, we're used to this, yeah. You know, I mean, we're used to 12 inches of snow. We're used to 100 degree days. So I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, high costs and inflation. And it's hard. You know, people are suffering, you know, people are having a hard time, and we can't expect people to do more than they already have. You know, we're very appreciative for what we get, but I think that's what it is. But, you know, also St. Louis is the most charitable city per capita. So we also expect a high turnout and, you know, it's greatly appreciated. You know, St. Louis does turn up for a lot of these for good causes. And, you know, that's always a great thing.
Yeah,
I think, too, just a reminder for people who have heard of Pedal the Cause and like, OK, it's raising money for cancer research. But just how far every dollar donated to Pedal the Cause goes, because it stays here in St. Louis and it provides funding for research that otherwise wouldn't be funded, couldn't get done, and quite literally new cancer treatments and medications have started here because of Pedal the Cause.
We're raising the standard of care in cancer treatment around the country through the breakthroughs that are funded, started by Pedal. And as you say, you know, we look to incubate new ideas, give them the light of day, give them a chance. Federal funding kicks in once an idea is really proven at a certain level. And so in order for the researchers at Siteman to get funded by us, they go through a peer review process, much like they have to get the federal funds. It's just earlier in the cycle, and the peer review indicates whether or not it has a good chance of going on further. And we're doing pretty well. There's 243 projects that have been funded over these 15 years with about $51 million. And the research has gone on average, 2-3 years hence from when we started, to raise another $14 for every dollar invested. So we're talking about $600 million in dollars that have come in because we started these 243 projects.
And the main event is happening on Saturday. So where does, World Without Cancer Day, Friday, how significant is that one day in particular to the entire cause?
So it's symbolically, it's our kickoff day. We're kind of like in high season now, putting a real focus on leading up to the Pedal weekend on September 20, September 21. Mm-hmm. We sort of turn the calendar over and say to our rider fundraisers who do the heavy lifting, now's the time to really start fundraising. Fundraising goes beyond the ride through October 31st. Last year, record year, $5.2 million. And this year we're expecting to have another record. We're hopeful, at least. And so the dollars that come in on Friday actually help to fund matching programs so that we spur on the rider activity and their fundraising. So on a couple of given days, we always keep them a guess because, it's just better to surprise people and saying, hey, today there's $100,000 available for any new dollars you bring in. We'll match it. Mm. And this sort of gives us that firepower to be able to do that.
Yeah, pedalthecause.org, if you want to see a list of all the restaurants and retailers that are involved in this, like Nudo House and My Lee and Queed, being a part of this since the beginning, as David said, easy call for you?
Oh, it's a super easy call. I mean, you know, unfortunately, cancer is going to touch everyone's lives in some, you know, form or fashion. And unfortunately for others, it touches their lives more. So, I mean, it's something that everyone can rally behind, and it's something that, you know, hopefully in my lifetime, I'd like to see some kind of cure. And I think we're getting pretty close. You know, I've talked to some oncologists that work directly with Pedal, and they said that, you know, maybe in the next 10 years, we may have a cure for like leukemia, you know, some kind of blood cancer. So, I mean, this is very important because, like I said, it touches too many people's lives in the most unfortunate way. And, you know, this is something that obviously right now we've been able to cure Hep C and, you know, all this, like all these different things, but we haven't done that for cancer. And so it's something that's we need to.
Along those lines, Kui, over the past 32 years, there's been a 30% decline in cancer mortality. So we are making gains on it.
Yes,
are,
absolutely.
But more and more people, unfortunately, I feel, are showing up with a cancer diagnosis, which is unsettling. But more people are finding a way forward, either a cure or it's relegated to a chronic illness.
Sure.
That they can live with through the right meds, the right treatment, et cetera. It's affecting way too many people.
Yeah, and I mean, we're very proud to be part of this. I mean, it's something that, you know, you don't even have to explain anything to me, and it's just like, yes, we're in.
Yeah.
We're totally in.
Kui, I wanted to ask you about, Miley, in the menu, you have, pictures of your family and kind of the story of Miley. Did it start with family recipes?
I don't know those people. No, I'm just kidding. Who are these people now? It actually did. You know, we started as a Chinese restaurant, actually, mm-hmm. and it didn't go very well. And, you know, my mother, we were very poor in Vietnam. And I don't think anyone in my family had higher than a fifth grade education. We just couldn't afford it at the time. We were a bunch of farmers and street, you know, vendors. My dad was, a soldier in the South Vietnamese Army during wartime. But my mother, she just in 1985, she just started to switch up and say, hey, maybe we'll do a few Vietnamese dishes. And, you know, Joe Pollock came in, did a review in 1987.
Wow.
And he says, I've never had Vietnamese food before, but this is some pretty fantastic stuff. It's very, you know, he enjoyed it a lot, wrote a, you know, great review. And, you know, we've had everybody from Joe to Ann Pollock, you know, to, you know, just all these great people have come in. And we just kind of built it from there. And the community, like I said, the community supports us. They've always supported us for the last 40 years.
Wow.
Crazy, right? 85 to now. So 40 years. And so, you know, this is our way of giving back. And, you know, it couldn't be peddle the cause. You know, we couldn't give back to a better organization. And so, you know, we're always involved. And, you know, this is our way of giving back to the community.
Kui's part of Taste the Cause the night of September 20th, feeding all the people that come through for the inspiration program.
Yeah. 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 Taste the Cause again. What date is that?
Taste the Cause is September 20th, the Saturday night.
Before,
where we have the inspiration program and the community meal. There's 5,000 people that mm-hmm. assemble out at St. Charles Family Arena for that. And you're part of the menu offering. And then they go to the main stage. People go to the main stage for the inspiration program and hear a lot of the details around the cause and how we're making an impact on people's lives, really.
That's awesome. We've talked to you and Gerard Kraft, also part of it. He's been in before. And I mean, it's like an
all the heavyweights.
All the heavyweights are there.
Well, Gerard's even better than me because I think him and Kevin Nash and ride.
They do.
They ride.
Yes. They do ride.
Oh.
Where's your
bike? Come on. What's going on?
I think I just ride my way into the kitchen.
Yeah.
So that's about as much riding as you're going to get. I'm going to ride my way into the restaurant and ride my way home.
We could get you on a spin bike.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you and Gerard, a sidecar situation?
Oh,
that would be adorable.
Yes.
Okay. You guys, or a duo bike, or not a duo.
No,
that's
fine. So either Gerard or Kevin can ride the bike, and they
yes.
can put me in the little cart, like their pet dog.
Yeah, you're their traveling refueling station.
Well, my nickname at home is, you know, Little Dog. My mom calls me Little Dog, so that, you know, that can work out.
Do you like that nickname?
I do, because I'm a dog lover. I'm a
that's
dog
that's
person,
great.
So.
I think it's adorable. I just didn't know if you liked adorable
you are
or not.
The second person with a dog nickname, because Maria Kina, who's a reporter in KMOX, she's the bulldog.
Bulldog.
Oh, she's a bulldog.
Kind of like
yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Very aggressive and tiny.
Very aggressive and
like
tiny.
Like one of those Boston Terriers. Yeah, kind of like that. Well, we're looking forward to Friday and Pedal the Cause, too. Yeah. And people can still sign up. They can sign up day of on Pedal the Cause, right? But it's better to do it earlier.
Better to do it earlier. It gives us an indication so we can prepare meals and prepare the courses and get you your swag. And you can fundraise. You got a longer runway to fundraise, which is the name of the game. I mean, we're raising money for mm-hmm. cancer research. So,
and as Terry Grieg would say, there's no excuse because they have all different distances. There's like a stationary bike.
The spin bike.
Yep, yeah. So, I mean, no excuse.
No excuse.
Yeah.
But
except for Queen.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh no! What did I set myself up for?
He's got to work, man.
I'm already cooking now.
He's got to work. He's got stuff to do.
There's a lot of rice we're frying up, you know, for this event.
So. It's powered by pedaling the bike.
We're gonna bring the stationary bike out to you at the kitchen, and you'll be stirring and, you know.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. You know, I might need workers' comp then. You know, yeah. I might pass out. Yeah. I don't know. You know, riding a bike while you know. Cooking fried rice, that's a little, that's a new one.
Yeah.
World Without Cancer Day is this Friday. Numerous restaurants and retailers around the city and the area are participating in it. Portions of proceeds will go to support Pedal the Cause. Pedalthecause.org is the website. You want to look up the list. You'll see restaurants like Miley and Nudo House and many, many more. So, David Dreyer. And Kui Tran, we appreciate you guys coming in and appreciate the work you're doing.
Appreciate it.